We just started last time Hilchot Brachot and Reshbet. So Reshbet is about Hilchot Brachot HaPeirot. And we talked about Brachot HaYayin. So that was the first bracha on the Perek that talks about wine. Okay, Akol Peirot HaYilan, Mebar Bripri HaEitz, Chutz Min HaYayin Shemarach Alav Bripri HaGefen. So we talked about, what about cooked wine? So we came out that the Rosh and then Rav HaMagid, the Magnisha on the Rambam, says that they both hold HaGefen for cooked wine, and therefore that's what we follow. We have two Amodei Hara, the Rosh and the Rambam, and we're not choshes for Rashi. Rashi holds in Sadi Zayin in Bava Batra, that's where the Sugya comes up. We don't follow Rashi. We say, and then we say HaGefen. Question was, why aren't we choshes Safek Brochel HaKel? Maybe we should worry about Rashi. And the Chidah comes out, Afilu Nege Maran against Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Rosh and the Rambam say HaGefen. But maybe we should say Shakol. Maybe if I'm making the wrong bracha, maybe the bracha of Batala. The world shook when Hashem gave the command of Lotisa. I mean, it's very serious. We should be worried about that. So Amabadi gives four answers in Halacham David and four answers in Halacham Barah, and he's quoting from Yechavadah. One of the answers, yeah. No, Ashkenazi. No, they, everybody on this, we say, I get it. No one goes like that, Jesus. On this, the Rav Yosef Karo quotes both Ashkenazim and Masardim. Mostly they agreed with, he quotes the Tosot, Hagomaimini, Mordechai, Smak, they all say Hagefen. However, it's not that it's not a Shita. It's in Rav Haigon, it's in the Riv, and it's true of the Riv, they say Shahakol. Okay, so it was a big machloket. One of the reasons we said last time is Minhag. The Kumadesh says, Safek, Brachot, Bamako Minhag, Lomrina. So we have a minog. We say HaGefen on the cooked wine. So therefore, we're not worried about it. Another answer is Pani Meir wrote. He is the grandfather of the Pichlei Tshuva. He's an Ashkenazi posek, 1700, 1800, a big posek. He has the idea. Look, if you make the bracha HaGefen, and it should have been Shakol, cooked wine, it was changed, should be Shakol, according to Rashi. But still, if you make HaGefen, it works after the fact, because it's not a lie. This is a cloud, we should remember. This comes up in the Rif, it comes up in Rabbeinu Yonah, it comes up in the Rishonim and the Achronim. If you say bracha, and it's not a lie, the words you're saying, it's true. It's not the ideal bracha. So then consider it works b'di'evah. It works after the fact. And if that's the case, that something works after the fact, so as long as most of the poskim say you can do it l'chachila, and everybody agrees b'di'evah, so there's no safek brachot. It's not worried that I'm going to make a bracha l'batala. That's the Pani Meir Rosh answer. Moshe Levi, Birkat Hashem, is Menucha Rava. He was a big Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak. He disagreed with this klal. He had proofs. He said, it's one thing if you have a question, Ha'etz versus Hadama. So then we're not sure if you could say, the Magen Ram says, if you make Brei Pri Hadama, Brei Pri Ha'etz even. He said the word for the tree. Even as I said, it should have been Hadama. That was going on the tree, like the hearts of Pav. We'll talk about other things that grow from trees, but sometimes we make Hadama for those. Because it wasn't the main thing from the tree. We'll talk about the grape, they're not ripe. You also make Hadama on those. But wait a minute, if I made Hadama on those, it says, I'm going to rub, it's fine, it's okay. It wasn't a lie, it came from a tree. It was the not ripe grape from a tree. Okay, it was the hearts of the palm. It came from a tree, you can still say, it's at the end of the day, it works. This is very nice, that's a good cloud. I like that one. But what are you going to say about charcoal? Charcoal is something that was like that Hashem created in the world that we're supposed to enjoy, but it's not the same thing as a pri. It wasn't a fruit. How can you say something that was totally changed and say Hadama works b'di'evan on that? Or Ha'if works better, pre-Hagafen works on that b'di'evan. That's Rav Moshe Halevi's Taina question on this argument. Yeah.
Let's say
you have a couple of
beer in
your hand. Yes.
And you end up with charcoal.
If you end up charcoal,
yeah,
that works.
That works. But if you end up with charcoal, does that work?
Right, that's the take of the Gemara. We hold the yes, it works. Because it depends, it goes by coming out in the beginning or the end. We hold either one works. That's true. What happens through and through, I was thinking the wrong bracha. So I'm a lazy, wants to say, it's not going to work. I was thinking for a food that should have been shahakol, I said, break free Adama, break free Hagefen. I was like, shahakol. And he brings a proof. The Rambam, it's the end of, in Reish Bet, Siv Yudzayin, we'll get to. Rambam quotes Machloket Geonim. He doesn't usually quote opinions, but every now and then, Rambam quotes opinions. He quotes the Geonim, had an argument about sugar. And it's not talking about the sugar beets, it's talking about sugar cane. You go to like St. Nicholas, a block away, you go 2 blocks, they have those bodegas on the corner. Sometimes I've seen it. It was like 5 foot long cut off tree, sugar canes. And they're probably 25 cents, not very expensive. What do they, you get them like a special fruit for Rosh Hashanah or something, whatever. So these sugar canes, okay, it's a tree, it has sap inside, it's sugar, and it's not even, if you eat them, they're not even as sweet as, you know, powdered sugar, the regular sugar that we have in the store. That's a concentrated, much better. So anyway, you get the sugar cane, the way they used to do is they boiled it, and they'd suck it, they'd eat it, they'd suck the sugar out of the cane. Okay, it's like a straw, basically. Okay, it's big, whatever it is, you get the sugar out of it. Or you cook it, and the sugar flows into the water, right? And then they concentrate, very nice. So the Rambam is a machlok, is this ha'etz? Is because it comes from a tree, or no, hadama, it's not a fruit, it's just similar to the heart to bomb question, it's from the middle of the tree. Or maybe you say shakol, it's just like, if you cook fruit, what's fruit juice, at least minhag, what do we do? We'll get back, reish dal, what do we make on orange juice, fruit juice, we make shakol. So that's the Rambam comes out, and that's what Maran, sorry, not the Rambam, I think ha'et, Shulchan Aruch comes out, shakol, safek, brachot lahakel. Because we have all these different opinions. So it says, Moshe Levi, you have a safek, you come out, shakol. We'll have to come back. Tom Avadi doesn't agree with that raya. We'll have to give an answer a little bit. Every case is a little bit different. Maple syrup comes from the tree. That's a great question. I don't know. I haven't seen that in the post game the same way. I don't know. The sugar cane's really old. I wonder, maybe it's a similar question. And there's a little better. Maybe it wasn't cooked. One of the arguments, Shakol, is because they had to change the sugar cane into a whole different form when they cooked it. And that's by the Sugya Shilakot, Amam Zayin, they were about cooking, might change things. Anyway, it's a good question. I don't know. I have to think. I'll put that one down. So the answer, so we have to come back to that question. But for the Pani Miroch, Hamavadi, the answer might be when something, it's not a lie to say something was a fruit. You have like a cucumber and you cook it. So no one cooks cucumbers. You make shakol on that because it's not normal. That's true from the Gemara. Korachaya, if you eat a raw potato with shakol, if you cook a cooked banana, maybe in some places in the Heights you'll find that's normal. In most places, not normal. You make shakol on that. That's not a lie to say hadama because it still is a fruit. So therefore, you can say the same thing by cooked wine. That's what comes out from the post game of cooked wine. Now, pasteurized wine is another argument. The Tashbait says the whole argument about cooked wine was things that you left it in the sun and it got thick and it was cooked on and it smells bad, it tastes different. But our cooked wine, pasteurized wine, tastes exactly the same. So therefore, there's another argument to say our wine is geffen. Okay, so that's that thing. There was one line of Beis Yosef before we go to the Shulchan Aruch that says al arofi or arofi mevarchin shakol, as it says in the Orchel Chaim. Or who's the Orchel Chaim? Orchel Chaim comes in Provence, the 1300s, Talmud, or it could be comes from the school after the Ramban, in between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, between Spain and France. And he says, this ROP, you make shakol. What is this thing? So it says the Beis Yosef on this, two words, hu pashut. It's obvious. What's this thing? What's this obvious? It was a grape syrup. You can even look it on Wikipedia, AR, whatever, OPPE, whatever it is. It's still a word in English or in a bunch of other languages. It was a grape syrup. They took grapes, they pressed it, they made grape juice, and then they had to preserve it, and it wouldn't go bad. So in the hot countries, and what they did is they cooked it quite a lot until it became very, very thick. And then something doesn't spoil when it's very, very thick. The germs, they eat up the water, whatever, the whole thing. But that's how they kept things preserved. And then when you want to drink it, you pour it into water. It's like concentrate, good. So then you take this grape syrup, ROP, and you make it into wine again. What bracha on that? Orchel Chaim says shakol. And the Yosef said about that, pashut. So now we have a question we're going to deal with. Our grape juice from concentrate for today. Grape juice, they have the kedem grape juice. They have many ingredients, but some of them is from concentrate. First ingredient though, Baruch Hashem, I was mavar this with you at one point. The first ingredient though, it says grape juice, comma. Grape juice from concentrate. From concentrate means they took powder, and then they added, or some concentrated thing, they added water, and it was reconstituted. But the first ingredient is real grape juice. That's good enough for us because we have raw. But something is purely from concentrate. So on this, we have a big machloked. You could say, what was the reason the ROP was made shakol? It's because it's made thick. When it's made thick, it was made like a machal, it was like a food, a shakol. It's not the same. It's not grapes, it's not grape juice. It's nothing. It's changed. It's cooked so much, it was changed into something else. That's the argument that Or Lizio makes. And, it's not, yeah. Excellent, true. And that, Trimo, yeah. If you have potato chips, even Pringles, all those, we're going to make Hagama mode. It's a great question. So I think the answer is, this is, so okay, so the debate, I'm going to get to the answer soon. The Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, from Algeria, 1700s. Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, big chacham, he has a chuvot, Beit Yehuda, and several chuvot. The Rabbi Yehuda Ayash says, what's the problem? He didn't quote even this Aropi. He didn't know what it was. So he says, what's the din of grape juice that was made into a very concentrated thing? And then they add water and they make it thick again. So he says, oh, that should be a geffen. What's the difference between that and grape juice that you cooked? Grape juice that's cooked in Shulchan Aruch, it says a geffen. So this is the same thing. What's the difference? What's the difference if you make it very thick, a little thick? It's all the same. That's the opinion of Rabbi Ayash. The Gedolim after him, Oil Yitzchak from Salonika, 1700s. Also, Zachor Yitzchak Harari, I don't know, 1817, I don't know exactly, a few hundred years, probably Syrian, I don't know. But he says, they both disagree. They say, it's one thing if you cook it and it's basically the same thing. You call it grape juice, now it's cooked grape juice. Okay, it's one. As opposed to, ROP has a different name because it became thick. The texture completely changed. Now, okay. The Yadid, not Rav Yosef Yadid, not Ham Yadid, Halevi, okay, the Berkat Hashem, let's see, Yadid, a different sefer, I'm trying to remember the name, that Rav Adya quotes often, also soon. He says what? That if something has a Shinoi Mara, change a little different, and it Shinoi Shem, and change the name and the texture change, then you make a new bracha. So the same thing basically happened over here. We call this ROP, this grape juice thing, this grape syrup, different name. It looks a little bit different. Also, the texture is totally different. Therefore, it's totally changed. Now, how do you know about that? And how do you know Pringles? There's a lot more to work to do. The same thing we talk about with hummus or with bamba. There's a long discussion on each one of these. When do things change? But the basic reason this is a complete change as opposed to, let's say, some of the trim other changes, because there was food and it just got a different shape of food. Here it changed from a liquid to a food. That in halacha is considered a change. Or Lution is posek like that. However, Chamavadya is confusing. What do you say on this? So in halacha bura, he says, originally, my father, the Micha Yitzchak, he has a long tshuva. He says, same thing as the Rabbi Yehuda Ayash. He didn't see the other, he only quoted Rabbi Yehuda Ayash because the Kaf HaChaim quotes him. The thing is, he didn't see the other Shavuot. He didn't know what RRP is. He quotes, Mincha Yitzchak is dying in the Eidach Haredes, passed away recently, and he says, RRP, he has this question, because he saw it in the Bay of Seif. So he said that Knesset Gedola, who is Rav Ibn Chaviv, Sardi Gedol in the 1600s, and he explains what this thing is. He says, the RRP was a grape syrup, and he even quotes the Ran, in the 1300s in Spain, said this is what all the goyim were doing, and there was a rabbi who said there's no maga akum. It's a great solution to having grapes that are produced by wine, like the conservative came up with Welch grape juice or whatever they put on their hechsher, the conservative, because it doesn't matter if it's made by non-Jews. Now I don't know if the Welch actually has no yield, whatever. 50 years ago, the conservatives said we don't have to worry maga akum because they cook their wine. So the Ran said it's not right. When they made the grapes into grape juice, already was maga akum. They already made grape juice. Then you cook it afterwards, it doesn't save the Isser. The Isser was already there. Okay, and there's a side topic. So the Micha Yitzchak comes out, he says, look, I saw the Kaf HaChaim quote, the Rabbi Ayash. And I know the Knesset Gedola explained what Aropi is, but maybe Aropi, the reason it's shakol is a different reason. It's because it can't ferment. They put in a chemical, maybe it wasn't just a random grape juice that they cooked. It was they put grape juice and they added in a chemical. That's how Knesset Gedola says. They put in a chemical so it shouldn't ferment. So the problem is the Chidah, we all know the Chidah, Italy, Eretz Yisrael, all over, 1700s, Rabbi Chaim Yosef Azulai, plus the Erech Lechem. He was the Marikash. He is the student of the Radvaz, the chief rabbi of Egypt. The Radvaz had connections to Rizal Karo, to everybody, Arizal. His student, he was the Shita Mekubet, was his student. The Ariza was also in the same. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and then he came to Mitzrayim. Radbaz was the chief rabbi there in Mitzrayim. More than 1,000 tshuvot. His student, the Marikash, has commentary in Shulchan Aruch called the Erech Lechem. The Freeman Nice Shulchan Aruch, they reprint that. And he writes what's the Aropisha called, because it's thick. He doesn't say anything to do with the powder. Same thing in the Chidah, same thing. So unlike the Mecha Yitzchak, some of that comes out, the RP is because it got thick. So he said, the Oral Lition, on the grape concentrated thing, Shako.
Here that conversation about thick versus something that's in the Gemara, right? That's the Shita.
Shita, excellent, yes. So on that is. Yes, excellent. He has two questions himself. That's one of them. He brings that up. And maybe you see the bracha changes. So the Gina Beradim, the Oel Yitzchak 1700 brings the Gina Beradim brother as a question, discussion with the Rabbi Yirayash. The Rabbi Yirayash himself asked that on himself. I guess not everybody saw the whole Rabbi Yirayash. He asked that on himself. And he says, we don't change if something becomes hard. Even if it becomes like grape candy, grape flavored candy, Hagefen, Rabbi Yirayash says. What about Shtita change? So that's a unique rule by the five grains. So for example, Tadava Kisnin, this is Chidush. The Gina Beradim gives this answer for the Rabbi Yirayash. He likes this. That it depends how your kavana is for eating. If your kavana is for filling yourself up when you're eating bread, you make hamotzi. You're just having it as a snack, you make mizono. That's why Chazal said on Tadava Kisnin, like cake, cookies, crackers, mizono, is because it depends on your kavana, why I'm trying to eat. So the Shtita, he says, if you're eating for a fuwa, it's very loose. That, since being for a fuwa, I'm not trying to fill myself up. Just because I want to feel better. The Shtita was this flour, water, very watery drink. Then you make shakol, you don't make mizanot. However, and the Rashba, in fact, says it's only because, and the Rashi sounds, it's a little fuwa. However, and therefore, and something is thick, it's mizanot. Thin. The problem is, this is the Gina very name. It's a major chidush, but the problem is that Halacha Berurah quotes those Zachor Yisrael. They disagree with this raya. The Rambam, when he quotes about Shtita, he doesn't say they're a fool. He just says thick versus thin. It doesn't sound like a change. It sounds like things do change very much because of thick and thin. And the fact that Gra uses this as a proof when talking about, well, if we got to whatever later, it talks about the same thing changing mesh lakot soups from vegetables. So he says anigron. It was vegetables that were cooked. So he says that's shako, because that's like a beverage. But if you have a soup that's from a beet soup, that would be hadama. Well, okay, lamasar minhag is to make shakol on the soup. But why? Why is the difference between anigron, that's from the Gemara, alamidvav, that shakol, but yet for the, we'll finish in a few minutes, when we're talking about the meshalakol, that's hadama. What's the difference between the beet soup and the anigron is this, like, beet drink? What's the difference? It says the Magra, tosvon alamachedam and aleph, lishtia shani, when you drink something, it's different. What's the difference? That's talking about beer. Tosfot compares beer to shtita, and Tosfot says on beer, it's made from barley. They cook barley, they have a flavor of barley. You don't make a mizanon on beer. You make shakol. Why? Says the Tosfot, shtia shani, it's different. Now Tosfot's not talking about just by grains. So you see, he didn't hold like Rabbi Yirayash's answer. I think another raya, is that making sense? You learn all the sugyot, it all becomes easy and fun and exciting. When you learn one thing at a time, you have to do more and more, chazarah, it'll become easier. Okay, so ROP, we said, shakol, from concentrate. So I don't know exactly bottom line halacha. I can say halacha Barah says from his father that he originally thought on grape juice from concentrate is hagefen, because it has the flavor. He liked the Mincha Yitzchak's answers. However, and Kavachim in fact quoted Rabbi Yirayash. However, problem is, and there's contradiction. Because Halach Barah says later in life he talked with the Rochama ben Tzion Abashaul, the Orla Tzion, he convinced him that you make shakol on the grape juice concentrate. And that's what he said. He's posek, Halach Barah, Rav David comes out, shakol on the grape juice that's from concentrate. There are two other places. One of them is in the Tiferet they quote, and the Ramavadia had it on his footnotes on the Kaf HaChaim, he's Ma'orer. Why do you quote that Rabbi Yirayash? It's a stira to what all the poskim said about Aropi. So that's one problem. Another place is in Yechavadah Chilik Zion, the last posthumous volume, last volume of Yechavadah, it says over there that Hagefen on Gezer is concentrated. So I don't know, but it says in Yalkut Yosef and Halacha Barash Shakol. So I can't assume, even though Tver quoted, yes, it says Chilik Zion. Okay, it's true. But Chilik Zion, we should know, is after Ravadia passed away. So the fact that it said he wrote it there, of course he wrote it, and of course it's not fabricated, it's true. But that's one time in his life. That could be. He changed his mind later. That's what it says on Halacha Barah. sometimes they machlok al v'chaburan, Yosef, you have to figure out who's right, it's hard. But when they both agree on something, you can be pretty sure that that's what he said. Ah, okay, you have a tshuva on chelek zayin. So he was closer from that, many things in life he was closer. So just to finish on some of the halachot, the Magen Avraham brings up, why do we make hagefen? Maybe we should say, okay. He quotes the Chachma Manoach, commentary on the Gemara. He says, we should say, Brei Pri Hagefen, the way we say it, however, the Magen Avraham, the Chachma Manoach is about whether we should say, I should really open it, whether we say, Borei, Pri, okay, Brei Pri Hagefen, we have a discussion, should we make Hagefen or Hagafen? Ashkenazim make Hagafen. So that's from this Magen Avraham brings up the topic. You say Borei, not Haborei. Okay, that everybody agrees. That's easy. Okay, I have to find that again. I'm not sure but it's a very quoted about the Brei Pri Hagafen Gefen, that the Ben Ish Chai explained, Aram and Haga Sardim. So really, the Lefi Kolei Tiktuk, it should have been Ha-Gafen. Okay, but yet, the Ben Ish Chai says, the reason we say Ha-Gefen is because that's the way, in the Pasuk, it's called Eretz Chita Sora Gefen Tina. So Gefen, we say, that's the way we say. That's in the middle of the Pasuk. That's why it's Gefen, Ha-Gafen. That's what we say also. Or Eid Pri, Ose Pri. That's on Pri. Okay, I'm getting a little mixed up. So bottom line, we say Hagefen. Another reason I heard from, I think Rami Mansour, he says, because we want to be connect the Hagefen to Amen. So it's not the end of the sentence. When you finish a sentence, we say, Panun Rechum Adonai Erech Apayim Rav V'Rav Chasid in Ashrei. Or when we say Mechal Kechayim B'Chesed. In the middle of the sentence, we say, the end of the sentence, we say, with a kamat. So at the end of the sentence, we should have said Hagefen. However, since we want to add on the Amen, Amen's part of a bracha. It's a team. The Godol Yoter on Amen Yoter Mimavarech. The guy who's answering Amen is making it work in Shemai. So we need him. So we say Brei Pri Hagefen, and then the guy is going to answer Amen. So we say Hagefen. Okay. Then other machloka were about say Pri or Feri. That's the Vadim the Minhag we make Pri, but Or Latino said it should be Feri, and then. Maybe one other thing. We talked about frozen juices, or grape juice made into like a popsicle, a wine popsicle. So on that, there's a major machlok. And again, it relates to Rabbi Yudayish and others. The Stipler, the deer shoe, the Ashkenazi, they quote the Stipler of Kankanievsky. They quote a few Gemarot that says, Yain Abameshani is Shinar, was congealed wine. And it's called in the Torah wine. You can use it. The Gemara there has Rabbi Yehuda says you have to use, maybe you have to use dug and tir shiyita, you have to use wine and oil and grain for schach on top of the sukkah. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How can you use wine for schach on top of your sukkah? It's going to fall in.
Yeah, in Kadusha B'Misnir.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So that's what it says. So Rabbi Chaim Kanias says, you see from here, proof, congealed wine is hagefen. And then others disagree. We had our opi, we had other proofs back and forth. The Gemara there just means it fits in the language of the Torah. It's called tirosh. But for brachot, it depends on the way people eat it. It's nishtani, it changed, and therefore it's not the same bracha. That's what we're going to come. There's many poskim on that. Rebel Yashiv said, hagefen on the popsicles. Back and forth, back and forth. Halach Barah, we make, bottom line, we make shahakol on those because it was changed to sal. Now it depends because it's not the exact same thing. The congealed wine is not the same as the ice pop. The ice pop is going to melt later. So that's another reason to say it could come back to being hagefen. But halacha l'maaseh, that's what I think we would do is charcoal. Okay, chazak baruch. Any questions?